TCL is a proud sponsor of the Score North Studios. Enjoy more of the things you love with TCL. Get in the know, nonstop Vikings talk. It's Purple Daily on Score North and scorenorth.com.
Yeah, I think Coach Zim put that to bed when he spoke after the season. Kirk Cousins is our quarterback. I know there's a lot of rumors floating around out there, but Kirk Cousins is our quarterback. We felt that he played very well and probably the best he's ever played down that stretch last year and the way he played. So, Kirk's our quarterback going forward, and look forward to him another year in his system.
Ooh.
And excited for him and what he's going to bring to our team next year.
Juicy. Was he subtweeting us there?
Big fan of Score North.
There's
friend of the show.
There's a lot out there, Phil. As Ricky Rick said, there's a lot out there.
Listen,
a lot of rumors out there. A lot of speculation.
I don't know if he's lying here. There's a good chance the Vikings want to just run it back with Kirk. I can buy that. Like, listen, let's just run it back. Let's try and improve on this offense. But with Rick, you never really know if he's lying, because if you guys remember last year, 1 year ago, basically last week, he said, quote, "There's no reason to anticipate that Stephon Diggs won't be a Minnesota Viking."
Yeah. And 8 years ago, he also said that Percy Harvin was not going to be traded. And then I believe in both cases, turned around and traded him like a week thereafter.
Right.
Like, so it was barely any time and bang, they were gone.
So we're going to dive into Spielman's vote of confidence. Also, I think a lot of people wonder, why do you guys obsess every single show? You guys never do anything outside of Kirk Cousins discussions. Why do you obsess over Kirk Cousins so much? There is a number, a very important number that we're going to give you on the show today. But Declan, let's cheers to our friends at Corona Hard Seltzer here. We are less than 2 weeks away from the legal tampering period of free agency. Let's get it on, baby.
Kirk might be Rick Spielman's quarterback, but Corona Hard Seltzer is my QB1 all the time.
That's my seltzer, man.
That Blackberry Lime.
That's my seltzer.
Because Corona Hard Seltzer is the only hard seltzer made with pure beach vibes, with a refreshing splash of fruit flavors such as tropical lime, mango cherry, and blackberry lime. Corona Hard Seltzer is a tasty spike sparkling water with a splash of natural fruit flavor that allows you to enjoy the moment. In each can, Corona Hard Seltzer has zero carbs, zero sugar, 90 calories, and is gluten-free. Relax responsibly. Corona Hard Seltzer spike sparkling water with natural flavors, imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Boom. Also, a lot of people, thank you for this question, by the way. People ask, hey, what's the best way that I can support Purple Daily or Mackie and Judd? If there's one place to listen on or watch on, what would that place be? Well, really, anywhere you consume the shows is great. It all counts for us, and it all helps us bring in more sponsors, etc. But I would say if you're ever on the fence, the Score North app is free to download, and all throughout the month of March. So the Score North app is the one-stop shop hub for all of our shows at Score North. Purple Daily, Mackie and Judd, Scoop with Doogie, Royce Unchained, all of Judd's written work, alerts for breaking news and things like that. So every day between March 8th and March 26th, we're giving $100 to one person every day that opens the Score North app and registers in the Pick Your Prize contest. And that person will also be entered to win a $10,000 prize pack from one of our 9 partners. So open the Score North app anytime throughout the March. By the way, you can register once per day, too. So you can register a bunch of times. Starting March 8th, free to download Score North app, register, and enter Pick Your Prize contest. So can you fire up that Spielman clip one more time? Real quick, before you click play, you guys know that I used to be a poker player. And like way back in the like early 2000s when poker was blowing up and online poker was a big thing. And one of my favorite books was a book called Mike Caro's Poker Tells. It's like a 200-page book going through all the different things that poker players do at the table to tell you subliminally whether they like their hand, whether they don't, whether they're lying or not. And one of the biggest things is when players at the poker table are lying to you, they get a little fidgety. They might touch their face. A big one is like when they itch their nose, sort of like, you know, they're it's a tick. They might itch their nose or scratch their forehead or something. Mm-hmm. So let's keep Mike Caro's Poker Tells in mind when we watch this and listen to this Rick Spielman clip one more time.
Yeah, I think Coach Zim put that to bed when he spoke after the season. Kirk Cousins is our quarterback. I know there's a lot of rumors floating around out there, but Kirk Cousins is our quarterback. We felt that he played very well and probably the best he's ever played down that stretch last year and the way he played. So, Kirk's our quarterback going forward, and look forward to him another year in his system.
And
excited for him and what he's going to bring to our team next year.
A little fidgety,
touching
little,
of the nose,
little touching of the face.
But the thing with Rick is, he's constantly lying. He's always lying. Always assume that he is never.
And he should lie.
Yeah, he should lie. It's sports lying. We don't care. But the point is, he is never telling you the truth. That is great to get the sound bite and the quote to use against him potentially, so that like with Diggs and Percy, it can come back and you could point out that he's lying. But yeah, it's sports lying, so I don't care. I mean, this does not make Rick Spielman a bad person, but what it does is
might make him a great person if he gets a couple first round picks.
Exactly. But if you are naive enough to really think that he is ever telling you the truth about his draft picks or his football team, his current personnel. I've got some training that you probably need to go through when it comes to being just flat out naive. So yes, he is telling you that yesterday, which was what, March 4th or something like that. Yesterday, Kirk Cousins was very much this team's QB, and he will remain in that position until something else comes along. But to be clear, it's sports lying. And we've talked about Phil, on the show for a long time.
It's poker.
It's just sports, so who cares? But, yeah, it means nothing.
Well, do you guys think he's lying? Like, and just because I think a lot of people wonder, well, what do you mean? Yeah, Kirk Cousins had a great stretch, you know, in the second half of the season. Like, why wouldn't they want to run it back? Well, the answer lies in the contract details. And Judd laid all of this out on ScoreNorth.com yesterday. The single biggest discussion right now, the most important topic surrounding the Vikings, it's not Danielle Hunter. That's a big one. Him coming back healthy is a big one.
Yeah, and we think he lied about that too, by the way.
Yep, he did lie about that. So did Mike Zimmer.
I think they know exactly what he wants.
Yeah. Well, they lied about the twinge back.
Rick said yesterday that I think he said we have not had discussions.
We haven't heard that he wants to be the highest paid.
He supposedly has told him exactly what he wants.
Yeah. But I want to throw this out just for context here because it helps answer the question, why do we obsess about Kirk Cousins so much? And it helps answer the question, why is Kirk's status even a question right now, okay? So to this point, no team has won the Super Bowl, at least over the last 20 years, and I think it's all time, but for sure over the last 20 years, with a quarterback cap hit over 13%. Tom Brady last year was 12.6%. I believe that's the highest percentage of money to a quarterback on a Super Bowl winning team. All right? So we have years of data that says if your quarterback makes more than 13% of the salary cap, it is just too hard to build a good enough roster around him and go forward and win a Super Bowl, which is the ultimate goal of this show, right? We want the Vikings to win a Super Bowl before we all die. Kirk's cap hit in 2021 is around 17%. And once the third day of the league year kicks in, which is, I believe, is it 2 weeks from today?
It would be
2 weeks from tomorrow.
So it starts on March 17th. So three days after that.
2 weeks from tomorrow.
Wednesday. It's a Wednesday.
No, the league year starts on a Wednesday.
March 17th.
Third day of league year is 19th, right? Correct. So 2 weeks from tomorrow.
Yes, yep, at 3 p.m.
2 weeks from tomorrow, his 2022 contract becomes guaranteed. And so that's a $45 million cap hit that obviously they can rework later if they want to, or he can say no. But his cap hits are 17% and likely over 20% in 2022. No team has ever won a Super Bowl with a cap hit to a quarterback over 13%. Now, there could be some exceptions going forward. Like, could Pat Mahomes, as great as he is, conceivably break this trend at some point? Yeah, like he could. Although it's going to be a lot harder for them to keep players around him in 2 years from now than it was for the last couple years.
But he might have a shot to do it.
Yeah.
Most of these guys don't have a shot to do it.
The Vikings know this. The Vikings know what they have created with this contract, and they know what looms in the next 2 weeks. And so that's why this is such a big discussion. We've got evidence that says you can't win a Super Bowl if your quarterback makes as much money to the cap as Kirk Cousins is set to make in 2021, you either have to restructure it to give yourself some more flexibility to find a left guard or to find another pass rusher, or you have to trade him for assets before those numbers get locked in ironclad.
So if you're really devoted to Kirk. Like, if this is it, he is your guy. We signed him in 2018, and we still believe, despite the fact you're probably wrong, that he can win a Super Bowl. Here's where it gets really daunting, and here's where Mike and Rick probably have to have a very good 2021 to be around in 2022, okay? So on the third day, as you said, of the league year 2021, the 2022 salary becomes guaranteed. That's 35 mil, 45 mil, as you said, against the cap.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what you could do is you could say, and by the way, this is predicated on the fact that right now when Kirk was asked about restructuring this current contract, Kirk said, I'm good, peace out. So because he himself basically controls the fate of the GM and coach. Because if he comes back now, it's like, you know what, it's cool. Let's redo her again. I'm fine. It's not ideal if you don't like Kirk, but you can then smooth out the problems that we're talking about for 2022. But let's say he does not. Let's say he's like, because he has a chance, I believe, going into his age 35 season, and this is Kirk, to hit free agency one last time. And he will get paid. Like, make no mistake. What you could do is, if Kirk says I'm good and won't redo the contract, it's guaranteed, but you could let him go. Now, here's the problem, and here's where Rick for sure probably gets fired. It's guaranteed. And so you can let him go. You can save an enormous amount to the cap. So football personnel-wise, you can make it work, and Kirk can be gone. The problem is you then have to go to the Wilfs and say, oh boy, you're going to have to write that check still, because they do. Now, the one thing about this that we don't know, and we have not seen the contract itself, is there offset language in the contract where if you jettison Kirk and Kirk signs with the Bears, that you would have to pay the difference between $35 million and what the Bears pay him, which would help the blow a little bit. But the problem, it's not so much that you are stuck with Kirk for sure, because you could release him. You can't trade him, because who the hell is going to take that contract at that point? They won't. But if Kirk has told you, I'm not going to renegotiate, and if Kirk does not have an absolutely outstanding 2021, Phil, the problem then is a financial one. And oh, by the way, 2022 is still going to be close enough to a pandemic that it's not like the cash is flowing freely yet.
So the cap might not go back up over $200 million or something.
Yes, and the problem is, if you let Kirk go and you tell the Wilfs, gentlemen, you have to write a check for $35 million, even if Kirk is gone and that problem from a team standpoint is gone, I don't think that the people that own the Vikings are going to say, you know what, Rick, that was a great job.
Yeah. Also worth noting here, too, like I get wanting to get yours as a player, and I get that, you know, in the NBA this happens all the time where, like Kobe Bryant said at the end of his career, you know, 6 years ago, they offered him 2 years and $50 million well after he had surgeries. I think this might have been
post-Achilles.
Yeah, post-Achilles surgery and stuff, and they still gave him like $25 million a year. And people are like, well, the Lakers can't win with broken down Kobe making that much money. And Kobe's point was, well, like within the salary cap structure, okay, like, I mean, I still think I'm amazing, but if there was no salary cap structure, I'm worth like $100 million to the Lakers brand just because of who I am.
Sure.
So I get NFL players saying, well, this salary cap structure is meant to save owners from themselves. And so that's not my problem. I'm going to get what I can get. But if you want to win a Super Bowl and you've already racked up $200 million in career earnings and you're Kirk Cousins, right? I don't, unless you lack all self-awareness, Tom Brady took salary cap discounts for basically 20 years. And then he gets to Tampa Bay and he took a little bit of a discount. He was kind of, it looked like he might be breaking down. So they said, all right, we're not going to give you 30, but we'll give you $25 million.
Yeah.
Which is more than he made basically every year with the Patriots.
Yep.
And $25 million is sort of that, it's that 13% breaking point for you can put a roster around a guy and you can bring in the Ndamukong Suhs and the players that are going to help you get over the top. When you're paying a good quarterback more than 13% of the salary cap, mm-hmm. it's sort of checkmate. Like, well, but what if you just put a left guard and got a couple more defensive players and you brought in this over here? Yeah, that would be great. Like, if the Vikings could do all those things, Kirk Cousins could win a Super Bowl for sure. But that's the thing. This is a salary cap league. You don't get the luxury of bringing in all of those things when your good, not great quarterback is making 17% of the salary cap. And the Vikings know this. So that goes back to the question. Do you think Rick Spielman was telling the truth when he said, Kirk Cousins is our quarterback. We want to take another step forward in this offense, in this system, and he's our guy going forward? Or do you think it was him saying to the John Lynches of the world, hey, if you really want this conversation to continue, it's a first-round pick. First-round pick, not a second, not your crappy third-round pick that you've been offering in our behind-the-scenes conversations. Mm-hmm. Do you think he's telling the truth?
Oh, hell no. And keep in mind, too, John Lynch just said, Jimmy G's our guy.
So it's a standoff.
And he's lying, too. And they're all lying, and that's fine. But no, he's not.
Some people think we are making all of this up.
Kirk Cousins.
Just so you know, like, some people think we are lunatics for having this conversation.
Kirk Cousins was very much the Vikings QB at, as we record this, 9:48 a.m. on Thursday, and it goes that far. And that's fine. But no, he is telling you what he knows he needs to tell you. And that's his job, and that's all he's doing. But do I really think if something else comes along, I mean, if Carolina calls him, hey, the eighth pick is yours, do you really think that he's going to say, oh, my God, hold on a second, I can't do that. Yesterday I told the media that Kirk Cousins was my QB. And Kirk Cousins, by the way, too, and lots of guys are like this, but Kirk has really pushed this one, and it's an intriguing thing to watch in terms of his career. He is as big of a football mercenary as you can possibly get. And the question becomes, too, like a lot of times, clearly guys, and especially QBs, and rightfully so, want to be paid, Phil. But a lot of them sort of weigh that with what you're talking about with Brady, which is, I want to be paid really well, but if I don't make this concession, I'm going to get hit lots, and my team's not going to achieve the ultimate success. Dime store thought process on Kirk's mind. I think that Kirk, one, I think he grew up in being told he was great his whole life. And then he was a really good, solid at Michigan State College QB, right? And then he didn't get drafted that high. Like, he got drafted high, but he didn't get drafted, you know, right? but he's not a first round pick. And so I think he felt dissed, and he started his career as a backup, and then lo and behold, he replaced the guy who was what? The number two pick in his draft, right? And so now he's the starting QB. And then Washington is like, you know what, dude, you're good, but you're not great. And so we'll certainly pay you a ton with a franchise tag, but we're not going to commit to you long term. Emboldening Kirk again that the world was screwing him. And so he might, it's frustrating to watch from a fan standpoint, but he might not be totally wrong in his thinking, and it's my dime store opinion, that he's sort of screwing the man back now by getting as much as he can. And a lot of us would do the same thing.
For a couple years.
I'm not, but
at some point you're rich and you want to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, but if
right?
I think it depends on how you're wired. And I think if you feel that the system's been screwing you and they have not respected you. That's the word. It's not screwing you. They have not respected you. I think you would get as much as you possibly could. At least some personalities would.
Yeah, and I would agree with that mindset going into your first free agency whiff, right? Where you get four teams, the Jets and the Vikings, and there was other teams involved, and you get that the first ever guaranteed contract, ironclad, $90 million, $84 million, whatever the
all
guarantee
guaranteed.
Was, right?
You got it all guaranteed, unheard of in this league.
When I get that, and now I've made, I think it was like 30, and it was like $60 million over 2 years with Washington, and now I've made $150 million guaranteed over the course of 5 years, plus I didn't make chump change. I still made 6 and 7 figures in the years leading up to those franchise tags.
You did?
In Washington. For me, I'm done with that, like, stick it to the man. I have now stuck it to the man. This is great. I got the first guaranteed contract. I want to win Super Bowls now. And I'm not, I think I'm good, but I have some self-awareness. I'm not Tom Brady. I'm not Pat Mahomes. I can't do the things that Russell Wilson can do running around. And obviously, as Russell Wilson's a far better quarterback than Kirk Cousins is. And you see, once his cap number got up to $30, $35 million, well, Russell Wilson needs a better offensive line. And you know what those offensive linemen in the front office are probably saying back to him? Yeah, well, I don't know. Maybe if you didn't make a ridiculous amount of money to the cap, now would I still like to give it a shot with a Russell Wilson or a Deshaun Watson or a Pat Mahomes, somebody who's mobile and dynamic and improvisational, making more than 13% of the cap? If I had to choose that or door number two, I would probably just take my shot with the great quarterback. But if I'm Kirk in this situation, I'd want to win a Super Bowl. And so I would be going to the Vikings right now, and I'd be saying, my agent, I'd be saying, listen, all right, like, I want to be compensated fairly, but I want to win a Super Bowl. And so I know that I subscribe to Over the Caps podcast. I listen every day on my way to the practice facility. I know that we are $10 million over the projected cap, and we're going to have to make some moves, and I have the biggest potential chip that we can use. We can shave $10 million off my contract again, and that'll get the left guard upgrade that we need, right? Like, that's what I would be saying if I were Kirk right
now. That's what you would be saying. Mm-hmm. But I think in the mind of Kirk, and this is going to sound preposterous, but I think in the mind of Kirk Cousins, he moved a lot last year by being willing to bring the cap hit down by $10 million a year ago. And yes, he got 2 years, $66 million. Not too bad. And by the way, a last year of a contract that is absolutely, from a team standpoint, ridiculously mm-hmm. bad. But I think in his opinion, he moved. I think he did you. I think when last March, when he restructured, he did you a favor. And I think that's how Kirk thinks. But I really do think that we're talking about a guy that's looked his entire career and said, I have not been respected, so at every turn, I'm going to get the respect that, if I can, that I deserve. Yeah. But I don't think that Phil Mackey and Kirk Cousins think alike at all.
And I have in front of me here from overthecap.com, according to this website, the five highest cap numbers for 2021 are Ben Roethlisberger at 41. It ain't going to be 41.
Oh, no, he might, yeah.
So you can take him off the list.
He'd be gone from Pittsburgh before to that, yes.
Matt Ryan is 41, and he has a lot. He actually has a lot of dead money and some guarantees left. So I'm sure they'll find a way to restructure that, or maybe not. Maybe they're just going to say, let's swallow it this year because we're not going to win anything anyways, and let's draft his replacement. So maybe Matt Ryan stays on this list. Aaron Rodgers is next, $37 million cap mm-hmm. number. Russell Wilson, $32 million, and Kirk Cousins is fifth, but really fourth because we're going to take Ben Roethlisberger off this list. He's the fourth highest paid quarterback in the NFL. He's probably, for my money, on a good day, he's probably the eighth best quarterback. On a normal day, he's probably 10th through 12th, and that depends also on what a Trevor Lawrence might look like as a rookie. So it just becomes increasingly more difficult. And again, like, I think a lot of people think, well, you guys don't think Kirk's a good quarterback. No, Kirk is a good quarterback. He's not great in clutch moments. He's not great against good teams. He beats the Jaguars. He comes from behind against the Broncos. And he did dagger the Saints in a playoff game. And that can always stay on his resume. But when you have a good, not great quarterback making that much money, it's a huge problem. And it's not necessarily, like, if Kirk's number was 15 or 20, all right, let's play. But there is no middle class for quarterbacks, and that's why this is such an important discussion.
Well, and what's the decision, too, though, if he indeed has told them that he has no plans to restructure for 2022, like, what is the track for this team then, though? Because, I mean, he has the highest right now. He would have the highest quarterback hit in the entire league, the highest against the cap in 22. And so my question is, what's the Vikings' plan here? Like, is this just a year-to-year, let's throw the ball out there and let's see how it falls? Is there a plan here? Because if he's told you, I'm not going to restructure, I mean, are the Wilfs, would the Wilfs swallow hard and just pay him off? I mean, it's going to hurt them financially for sure, but they could do it. I guess I can't tell. And ordinarily, I think we have an idea just from putting the pieces of the puzzle together, Phil. I can't tell what the Vikings' plan here is overall because of this. Can you?
I saw something scroll across the bottom line on ESPN this morning, and I can't remember who it was, but like someone in the know basically said, you're going to see a lot of like jaw-dropping, shocking things happen over the next 2 weeks as teams scramble to get under the cap, to A, get under the cap, and B, get cap space.
Yes.
There are so many conversations happening behind the scenes right now in the NFL that would shock people that this is going to be a really interesting 2 weeks.
We've been
stretch.
Talking about that for a month now.
Yep. But now it's like,
that's going to happen.
We're 4 days into March, And you asked the question, like, what is the Vikings' plan? In a second, we're going to play another clip or two from you. Rick Spielman did answer the question, would they draft a quarterback? This episode powered in part by our friends at Wamatech. If you're listening or watching on a broken down phone, tablet, or laptop, what are you doing? I could see if there was no option out there, if there was no, I don't know, nothing else on the free agent market to fix your broken down phone, tablet, or laptop.
So what's the option?
Wamatech.
Oh.
And Wamatech, speaking of salary cap savings, wholesale prices are available when you purchase 10 or more devices, and they sourced pre-owned devices directly and passed the cap savings on to you. They'll even buy your old device for cash. You can buy, sell, or trade in whatever you need. Find them online at Wamatech.com. That's Wamatech.com. Also, Federated Insurance is helping business owners over the last 100 years. They're based in Owatonna, Minnesota, and they recently launched MyShield, the online client destination for risk management resources. As a business owner, how helpful would it be for you to have employee training at your fingertips? Industry resources that can help your business reach another level of success. MyShield has resources to help your business. Find out more at federatedinsurance.com. You can just click on MyShield or download the app. And remember, at Federated, it's our business to protect yours. Spielman was asked whether they would draft a quarterback. Let's hear what his answer was.
A lot of movement, you know, just like there is every year after the pro day workouts and guys jockeying for a position. I don't know what other teams are going to do, to be honest with you. If there are that many quarterbacks that do go in the top 10, let's say, I know there's going to be some very good talent that's going to have an impact on our roster when we're picking at 14, if we do stay at 14.
I love the "if we do stay." He's smoke screen Spielman, baby.
Oh, he always
smoke screen Spielman.
He throws that trading back is basically what
he throws that one around every year. I might move up, might move back. You never know what we're going to do here, huh?
I see. Yeah.
Every year, I think he throws out the old, we're drafting 15th and we're really excited if we keep the pick.
Dex, what do you think, like, when you listen to these clips, like especially the one that we played earlier at the top of the show, do you think he's telling the truth about wanting Kirk Cousins? Like, Kirk's our guy. This is all a bunch of noise. Mackie and Judd, you rumor mongers. What do you think?
I don't think Kirk, he's ironclad into Kirk. I think he's well aware that it's a make or break year for sure. I don't think he's in the market to move on from Kirk and that I have to get off of him immediately. But he knows that his job's on the line, and if he can get pieces and get situations to make the team better down the road, then I think he'll have to listen and do that. So, no, I don't necessarily believe him fully that Kirk is our guy and this is rumors and this is all BS and it's just a bunch of talk and hoopla. No, I genuinely believe that's Rick Spielman speak. It's not coaches speak, it's Spielman speak. He's done this before with Diggs and Harvin. If he has a chance to improve the team long term, he's going to do it. Like, I'm kind of just sick of the whole mindset of, like, let's just run it back in 2021. I'm not just looking at 2021. I'm looking ahead, too. I'm looking at the longer piece of the pie here. And $45 million for Kirk Cousins in the season in 2022 or 2023 is just too much to do, man. I can't do that. So if you can improve the team now, go and do it. Get out of this situation.
I don't have any – this is the problem. Like, he's going to be 35 the next time he's – If the contract plays itself out, he'll be 35 years old his next free agency period. If they have to restructure that contract and guarantee him an age 35 season, I don't have any desire to be paying a 35-year-old non-mobile quarterback ridiculous amounts of money in 2 or 3 years from now. I have no desire to do that. That's not a winning a Super Bowl blueprint.
I got bad news. It wouldn't be a if Kirk decided to take a renegotiated deal, it wouldn't be a one-year extension either. He'd want 2 or 3 more. He'd want to go through 37
Vikings
or so.
For life.
Yep.
That's how it would be
and
framed.
And that's your problem. But the problem that they have is this. Rick and Mike begin 3-year extensions in 2021, meaning if 21 does not go well, you can swallow hard and fire him, okay? That's where we're in this murky, unanswerable area of who feels what security. Because if they truly don't, like if they are both on watch, then they're not going to do what Declan just said. As much as we think that they should, and they should, they're not going to say, boy, you know, 2024 is going to be great. Just be patient. because they might not be here. That's what we don't know. There are so many unknowns around this team right now at the most important positions, which are GM, coach, and quarterback.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We don't know.
Let's play one more clip here. Spielman on the approach to free agency coming up.
I think you're going to – it's hard to predict where the market's going to be because no one knows. I still think probably the top players will still get top money. I don't know where that middle class area is going to come in. I don't know if it's because of the situation every team is and where the cap is that maybe you're going to be able to get one-year deals on some guys at a cheaper rate and them waiting to cash in when the cap does potentially go up. So we're just trying to look at all the different scenarios.
Now that he's telling the truth about it. It was obviously, you know, vague speak, but there's just going to be less money to go around for players this year because the cap is going to come down from just under $200 million. It hasn't been locked in yet, but it's going to come down to like $182 million or something, or maybe $185. But if you do the math across the league, a lot of guys, like, it's going to come down like 7%. There's just not going to be as much money for these free agents. So the Joe Thunes and some of the top guys that are sitting out there are probably going to make, Chris Godwin, like, there's going to be guys who make top money for their position. But that second wave, that might be the area where the Vikings can get two or three or four guys on one-year deals as they look to re-enter free agency maybe when the salary cap goes back up. So there might be some better bargain bin hunting this year than in previous years.
Yeah, you have to be – I think those guys are going to sign with the teams that they think have the best chance. Two things. The team that pays them the most, obviously. But the teams that also have the best chance to potentially win. And that's where the Vikings are going to have to present an interesting platform to those players of here's why we can win. And wouldn't you love to be at the table? Like, they probably don't take them to the big steakhouse, but wouldn't you love to be at the McDonald's or BK when they're out there with a guy and they're like, okay, you know what? The Minnesota Vikings are going to be real competitive and our quarterback's Kirk Cousins. I would love to see that conversation and that sale.
Yeah. Well, I don't think he's like this black sheep. Like, I get that Kyle Rudolph left him off the 2,000-word Players Tribune. Like, he's a good quarterback.
He is.
I don't think he's a deterrent
necessarily. He is, but if you're the Seahawks and you say, we've had some problems, our QB is still Russell Wilson.
Or
Tampa
and
Bay.
Joe Thuney, you could help fix the problem.
Our QB is TB12. I'm just saying, no, I don't think Kirk is a black sheep. I just think that the sales pitch to these guys who potentially are going to sign short-term contracts and hope to be on successful teams would be an interesting one to witness.
Sure.
But yes, I think you're right. That. Rick's telling the truth.
You like that.
So plenty more to come over the next few weeks. Rick Spielman planting a flag in the ground yesterday saying Kirk is our quarterback.
So right now, what's your gut tell you about the 2021 Vikings?
I think
8-8.
Well, let's take a step back. I think they're looking to make big shakeups.
Stuff.
I think they're going to look to make a couple big shakeups. I think they're actively exploring a Kirk Cousins trade behind the scenes, and they're talking about all kinds of different scenarios. And if they don't make big moves, then Declan's right. Well, it'll be 8-9 or 9-8 because they're going to play 17 games next year.
Oh, that's going to take some. Oh, I'm not going to get used to that for a long time. That's a really good point.
It is weird. It's not official yet, but I think it will be official. Right. I also saw, we can talk about this on another episode, but they're going to potentially have roughing the quarterback penalties be reviewable, which, my God, 15 years overdue for that.
How did I know that?
When a quarterback gets brushed upside the head and some referee like makes a game-changing 15-yard penalty call.
Also, the Eagles have proposed again the 4th and 15 instead of the onside kick, which I am all for.
Why does that not? That's got to just pass.
I don't know.
That was a Chris Long, Phil Mackey, Judd Zolgad idea back in the day.
Another thing we're making up. Another thing we're just speaking into existence.
We are the game.
We are the game.
It's just such a good idea.
All right, that's a wrap on this episode. Thanks for hanging out with us on a daily basis. And don't forget, the Score North app is a one-stop shop content hub for all the things we do. Purple Daily, Mackey and Judd, Royce Unchained, The Scoop of Doogie, Judd Articles, and more. We'll see you guys tomorrow.